Jazz may be America's single greatest contribution to world culture, and it's just as popular today as it was decades ago at its origin. Here to examine the recent popularity of jazz in American films is Kryn Gabbard, professor of comparative literature at the State University of New York at Stony Brook. Professor Gabbard is also the author of Jammin' at the Margins, Jazz and the American Cinema, published by the University of Chicago Press.
Jazz is back, even in Hollywood. Although no jazz movie has been a hit since 1955, when Jack Webb faked it as a cornetist in Pete Kelly's Blues, no less than seven jazz films are currently in development, including the new Woody Allen film that opens in a few weeks with Sean Penn as a jazz guitarist. Now, in case you think the trend is nothing but a collection of low-budget flukes, none other than Leonardo DiCaprio has been signed to star in a film about jazz trumpeter and singer Chet Baker, who flourished in the early 1950s. Each of the projected jazz pictures has an engine of its own, and like most films in development, some may never get made. But Hollywood's interest in the lives of jazz artists during and just after World War II surely reflects a new fascination with that era. Think Saving Private Ryan and Tom Brokaw's The Greatest Generation. Here's what Richard Goldstein has said about the appeal of the culture of the 1940s. For conservatives, it's the old order writ large. For liberals, it's an antidote to postmodern ambiguity. For boomers, it's a tribute to dear old dying dad. And for the emergent young, it's an erotic masquerade. It's those young viewers, of course, who are most important to Hollywood, because they're the ones who buy the most tickets. Perhaps jazz and pop, from before the triumph of rock and roll, can speak to young people today because the music is sensuous, frivolous, and still accessible. This music has aged extremely well, while the music of the 1960s, with its obsolete codes of rebellion and authenticity, has not. Besides, the kind of jazz that's grabbing the attention of the young isn't that far removed from their aesthetic. The so-called swing revival of the last few years is actually a jump blues revival, bringing back the transitional moment between swing and rock in the 40s and 50s that was captured so compellingly by musicians like Louis Prima, soon to be the subject of a major motion picture starring Brendan Fraser. Ultimately, jazz's significance has as much to do with milieu as it does with music. Even people who don't buy jazz CDs can respond to jazz's associated glamour and transgression. Better still, if the listener has recently become less scrupulous about smoking, cholesterol, and adultery. Jazz, you see, can bring an aura of sophistication to what some might call dissolution. Chet Baker perfectly embodied that transformation in both his music and his persona. So did Stan Getz, who may be played by Christian Slater in a new film. I suppose that the coming wave of jazz films lets us all, young and old alike, have it both ways. In swing, blues, and bop, we can hear our own bittersweet maturation. We can sway to the echoes of both innocence and innocence lost in a deconstructive age when we aren't sure which we cherish more, or if either was real.
You've been listening to Kryn Gabbard, who is the author of Jammin' at the Margins, Jazz and the American Cinema,